Hello and welcome back to CoronaCast. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Tilly.
And thank you for joining us again. We've received loads of questions and messages since the last episode, and it's been so lovely to get your support and hear your interest in
this. Yeah, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
So Tilly, you wanted to say something.
Yeah, I guess I just wanted to pick up on how much has changed since we recorded our last episode and put it out. I feel like
things change so quickly, don't they?
Especially with something like this. I feel like the awareness around this whole thing has gone up a lot, and especially in my age group. I was just saying last week that my friends were still going out clubbing and partying, and it just didn't feel like it was being taken that seriously. And now I'm in a position where I've asked friends to meet and they don't want to because they want to be safe, which is obviously the right thing to do.
There's been a big shift. Especially in young people.
Yeah, definitely. And it's also very interesting hearing from my friends. And also, I've been back now living at home in isolation, so I've been thinking. And it's interesting to think about what a huge effect this has on my age group. It obviously has a big effect on everyone, but in terms of our lives, not just in health terms, like our futures, our exams being cancelled, my friend's course or uni courses have been cut short, as was mine. There's so much going on and that makes the future so uncertain.
Your auditions.
Yeah, my auditions have been cancelled. And so I think it is important to remember this and remember that it's quite a hard thing for people to accept. So I think maybe that is why it took a bit of a while, because once you accept it, you've got to look at how much it's going to affect your life.
Yeah, it's really important to sort of be tolerant and try to understand how people are finding this difficult to come to terms with.
Yeah, you know, it's not a good idea to be angry at people for feeling like they're not taking it seriously enough. You know, you've got to keep in mind how much of an effect this is going to have when talking about this topic and approaching it.
Yeah, and anger never achieves very much.
Nope.
Okay, so in this episode then,
yeah, we're going to answer some of the questions we've received, because we've received a lot, so thank you very much. I'm going to be asking Mum, my GP, about those.
Yep, and then we'll be hearing an interview that I did with my mum. She's also going to talk about coronavirus and pets, because she's a vet.
Yep.
First of all, my disclaimer. So I'm a GP, I'm not an infectious diseases or public health expert, so any opinions I express are my own and not on behalf of an organisation.
So, our first question of the day, no pressure.
Oh, God.
This is from Diana in Bristol. With this isolation, people want to see friends and interact as much as possible. So she was asking about them exchanging DVDs and books. Should you be doing this? If you are, should you be disinfecting them? How far should you do this? And this applies to me the other day, because I wanted to post something to a resident in a nursing home, and I didn't know whether I should, because I obviously didn't want to give her coronavirus. So yeah, what would you say to that?
Okay, so hi Diana. I think you should definitely wipe those DVDs and books. It's a really good idea to disinfect anything that we're handling at the moment, because we know that the virus can be spread. It's not the main way that it's spread, but it can be spread by virus particles being on surfaces. So in terms of the DVDs and books, I think you don't really need bleach. You could just use soap and water. You should wear gloves when you're cleaning, if possible. Otherwise, wash your hands before and after and just wipe over the DVDs and books. And just to say that bleach and alcohol-based products are recommended in industrial environments like hotels or public places, on trains. Those are recommended for cleaning on that level. But at home, soap and water is absolutely fine. Soap actually breaks down the external shell of the virus. So that's enough. That's all you need. I hope that helps.
And what about my post, Mum?
Your post? Oh, to Avril.
Yeah.
This is a lady that Tilly's befriended in a nursing home, who she's no longer able to visit, sadly. I would say that you should wash your hands before you prepare whatever it is you're going to post to her. Make sure your hands are really clean. And obviously it's difficult to wipe down and clean something that you've written on.
Yeah.
But as long as you make sure your hands are clean, first of all, and you're writing on a clean piece of paper or card, then that should be fine. We know actually that the virus lasts for 24 hours on cardboard. I do know that it can survive for up to 3 days on plastic and for up to 2 days on metal. So that is a fairly long time, people.
Cool. Okay. Thank you. Next question is from Andy in Dublin, and it's about people being asymptomatic. So kind of what's the deal with that? When are people asymptomatic? How long can people go without symptoms? How can we manage this in some way? What is the buzz, basically?
Okay, thanks for the question, Andy in Dublin. So this is an example of why the virus is quite clever. Viruses need to be clever in order to survive. And if there's a period of where you have the virus and you're not showing any symptoms, that's a really good way for the virus to spread itself around and pass itself on, because people are happily going around their daily life and they don't know that they've got this thing that they're passing on to the people that they meet. In the case of coronavirus, also it's really quite a difficult thing to measure, but in the case of coronavirus, it's looking like the average time that people incubate the virus, so that means that they have it but they're not showing symptoms, that's the incubation period. It's looking like on average this is about 5 to 6 days, but it could be as short as 2 days and it could be as long as 2 weeks, which is
a long time.
Yeah, that's the worrying end of the scale. So people could be going around for 2 weeks with the virus not showing that they have it. And so that is why it's really important to, if someone at home that you live with has the symptoms of coronavirus, of fever and cough mainly, you should stay at home for 14 days and not have contact with anyone.
Even if you're not feeling ill.
Because you might be incubating the virus in that time and you risk spreading it to other people. And that's what we're really trying to limit at the moment.
And also, if you know you've been in contact with someone who's now a positive case, same thing, even if they're not in your family.
Yeah, stay at home for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's hard, but there's about to be a really sharp increase in the number of cases we're seeing in this country. Hospitals in London are already overwhelmed, as are the intensive care units. They're nearly full in London.
Yeah.
And they may already be full, actually. And in the rest of the country, we're about to see the same. So limiting the spread is absolutely key. And that means staying at home if you have symptoms or if you have been around anyone who does have
symptoms or coronavirus.
Do you think that answers Andy's question?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, one other thing I should add on to that is that we're kind of talking about when people are incubating the disease there, but also there is this theory which seems to be proven that people can have the virus and not show any symptoms ever and get over it, and they still haven't shown symptoms, especially young people, because young people tend to get it more mildly. So this has been shown because people have been tested, although they've never shown any symptoms, the test shows that they have been positive. So again, this is why social distancing and isolation are really important, because people might never show symptoms but they still have it, and we don't want it to spread.
Is that what you'd say to that then? Because obviously, you know, what is someone meant to do with the information of, oh yeah, you might have it and you might never know? So would you just say keep in mind the hygiene, social distancing and isolation?
Exactly.
Because that is a possible case where you could have it and not know.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's why we're symptomatic, or whether you've had contact or whatever, doesn't matter. Just try to stay away from other people.
Be safe. Yeah. Okay. Cool. That brings me on quite well to my next question from Sarah in Gloucestershire. Are we all likely to get coronavirus at some point?
Thanks very much for your question, Sarah. In a nutshell, yes, we are all likely to have coronavirus at some point, or it's looking like 80% of the population will have it at some point, 60 to 80%. But we're saying 80%, really.
It's important to remember that 80% of the population, that could be a whole number of people who might not even get symptoms, who will get over it, you know.
Yeah.
It will affect some people badly, but it's not that 80% of the population are going to get coronavirus and be really ill and, like, you know,
go to hospital. No. Yeah. And that's what that figure of 80%, yep, it counts everyone who's had it, however mild their symptoms were. And it's looking like 12% of those who get it will require hospital, and 5% of them might require intensive care. So when 80% of the population are affected, that's actually quite a lot of people, and that's why we're seeing hospitals be inundated with patients.
Yeah, and that's why we need to take it seriously and take the necessary measures as well, because that is a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. And final question, which is my personal favourite, from one of my friends, Ellen, in Meath in Ireland, has asked, can anyone make an estimate as to when the coronavirus will fuck off and we can go back to normal?
Thanks for the question, Ellen. It's a really difficult one as well. But what I would say is that how long this lasts all depends on the actions that we take now. People need to listen to the public health guidelines that we're getting from the government and start to follow them to the letter. And that's just not happening at the moment. But Boris Johnson has said that he thinks this could all fuck off within 12 weeks. But that depends on, like I said, on the public health guidelines, the ones for isolation, quarantining, social distancing, being followed to the letter. And at the moment, that just is not happening.
Yeah. It's, and like, you know, if it is going to fuck off in 12 weeks, that really does need to happen. But that partly does depend on the guidelines that we're receiving.
Yeah. So I really think that at this point, those guidelines shouldn't be optional. They should be compulsory, because while they're optional, people think, oh, it can't be that bad.
If they're only optional, which does make sense.
Yeah. I'm the last person who would say that I think the government should be putting its foot down and telling everyone that things are compulsory and they have to stay in their houses. But when lives are at risk,
that's the important thing.
Lives are at stake. That's what has to happen.
Yeah. But I mean, obviously we've seen in other countries there's been police and the army patrolling the streets. Are you saying, like, we have to stay in unless we're going to get food, walk the dog, or go for exercise? Is that what you're saying?
Yep, that's what I'm saying. In other countries where numbers have escalated really, really fast and the health system has been bombarded, like Italy and China, that's what they've had to do.
Yeah.
There are police on the streets.
Yeah.
Literally policing it. And
very, very, like, harsh guidelines with going out.
And I'm afraid that's what I'm saying needs to happen here.
But what I would ask then is, because, you know, we're not at their point yet, and I know that will come, but are you saying that they should have done that before? Like, because we're not at that point that Italy and China were, and they only did that once they got to that point. Are you saying we should do it now to prevent getting to that point?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. You know, like, because the incubation period that we're talking about, people, many, many people are incubating the disease now and
without
don't know
even
they've
knowing.
Had it. And hospitals are going to be overwhelmed in the next week.
Yeah.
It should have, I feel it should have started to happen last weekend or the weekend before. You know, we've had warning from other countries that this is what would happen, and they were sort of behind the curve and were too late, and we've had the luxury of being able to learn from
see
them.
What can happen.
So
I guess
now
yeah
what I'm saying,
so I guess the answer is we don't know when it will, but the actions we take now will control how long this lasts.
Yeah,
big
exactly.
time.
And I think the other certainty is that this virus is going to affect our lives forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, not only in negative ways.
Not always negatively.
We've seen how communities are coming together like we've never seen before.
Yep.
And that's a wonderful thing to see. So hopefully good things will come out of it as well.
Yep.
Well, thank you for all those questions, everyone, and please continue to send them in.
Yep. Please send them in to us to questions@coronacast.co.uk.
Okay, so next up, we're going to be hearing from my mum.
Hello.
Hi, mum.
Yes.
One of the most asked questions our colleagues have given us from Net Mums on their website is that people would like to know
whether coronavirus can infect their pets. And mum also happens to be a vet. She recently retired, actually, but a small animal vet working in Weston-super-Mare. So she also happens to be perfectly placed to tell us more about what happens in pets.
Okay. Well, there are coronaviruses which affect dogs and cats. The disease that dogs get, which people call kennel cough, is caused by a number of different viruses and a particular bacteria. One of the viruses is a coronavirus. And with cats, they suffer, it's a rather a rare condition, it's called feline infectious peritonitis. That's an inflammation inside the abdomen, and that is caused by a coronavirus as well. And they can get a coronavirus infection in the intestine. However, none of these have been known to pass to humans. And I always tell people, you're never going to pick up from your animal, your animal with kennel cough, or your animal, your cat with cat flu, because they're totally different bugs. Cat flu is not caused by a flu virus at all. It's caused by two different viruses. One is a caliche and the other is a herpes virus. Anyway, there seems to be no evidence that this disease passes from domestic animals to humans. It's a very rare thing for viruses to jump species, although the rare thing obviously has happened somewhere in China to cause the epidemic to start. And also there was one case, wasn't there, of a dog which tested positive, weakly positive, for the coronavirus. And I think they're still not sure whether that was just he'd picked it up from the owner and it was present on the animal.
But either way, the dog didn't have any symptoms.
No, that's true.
And that's the only case that we've heard about of a possible infection in an animal. So, yeah, I think it's important to talk about the people want to know about self-isolation with their pets in conjunction with this possibility of worry about their pets getting the virus or getting the virus from their pets who might be carriers. So I think the message about that is wash your hands when you're going to be handling your pet, before you handle them and after you handle them.
Absolutely, yes.
And that goes along with the other guidance that we're receiving about always keeping our hands clean.
Yes, indeed.
Great. Well, thanks, Mum. That was all really super helpful information, and it was lovely to have you on the show.
It's been a pleasure.
And our final section of this podcast is going to be a piece of positive news or a positive thought from each of us, because we want to start doing that at the end of every episode, because we think that's what a lot of people need right now in this crazy, crazy climate.
Yeah, absolutely. So my piece of positive news is that I'm really excited for tonight, because me and my girlfriends are gonna do either a Google Hangout or a Zoom thing that I have yet to get my head around. But yeah, we're gonna have a little Saturday night party with wine online. So shout out to Katie, Kat, Megan, Sharon, Hayley and Claire. Can't wait to see you later.
Oh, that sounds like such a good idea. And my positive thought is that this morning I received a little letter in the post from one of my best friends, who sent me and our group of friends just a little piece of paper with our name on and some words around us that she makes her think of us, and a little note just saying how much she appreciated me. And I do think in general it is making people, well, certainly for myself and for my friends, it's making me appreciate people a lot more. I've never kind of thought about messaging my gran so much and wanting to know how she is, because like I'm not busy and it's a crazy time, and I'm just appreciating my friends and the limited contact that I am getting with them so much. So thank you to Sophia for sending me that lovely letter in the post today.
Thank you, Sophia. So next time on the podcast, we've been inundated with questions actually about mental health.
Yeah, so many
from everybody. So we decided that we should dedicate a whole episode to mental health.
Yeah, at least one episode anyway.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to be doing in the next one. We'll be talking about it in general from my GP point of view.
Yeah, and I'm going to be talking a lot with my friends and how they feel it's affecting them and the people around them as well.
Yeah, we'll be hearing from some of Tilly's friends.
Yeah. So about CoronaCast, you can find us on lots of podcast platforms, but mainly Spotify and Apple Podcasts. We are called CoronaCast, all one word, and our logo is green and white. You'll see it.
So please subscribe, rate, review, follow, and hopefully we can get the word out.
Yeah, any support is much appreciated, but thank you so much for everything we've received already.
And please do email your questions into questions@coronacast.co.uk because we want to be talking about the things that you want to hear about.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.